So I wanted to say a few words about the specific triggering that is accomplished, I would say, by backdrop. Backdrops, they can be in our families. These are, I think, the hardest one because family programming is so thick, and it's asking you really to go beyond a lot of programming in order to uncord from that specific programming. But backdrops are also your general stranger, they can be your pets. Obviously, an AI pet is not going to be as triggering as a backdrop parent, for example, because they use word and the way of relating between human is different. So backdrops are used to trigger many different types of programming. It can be guilt programming, it can be low self-esteem programming. Usually they really don't listen. You're not really in a conversation because you are actually conversing with an AI program. So you might feel like you're having a parallel discussion because you are, there is this moment in your life where you speak also sometimes your truth, even if no one is there to hear you, especially when you're surrounded by AI programs. So you might feel like you're having this kind of parallel discussion sometimes, but a lot of backdrops are programmed not to kind of validate you. They really don't listen to what you say. So it is frustrating. At least some of them are programmed this way. They are often running programs meant for a specific effects on fire creation beings, so on the reels. It can trigger your self-esteem, make you feel bad about yourself, disturb your inner peace, sabotage the feel that you are building in your house, or maybe with, a spirited pet, or if you have spirited beings in around you, you're less available for them because you're being triggered. So you're not your higher percentage self. Sometimes they also are used to undermine you and demean you, especially in your family. Who in your family is really encouraging your essence, and it's gonna vary. It depends where you were born. We were all born in different setups and settings. So it's gonna vary, and it's gonna change along the years. People we feel close to, and people we grow more distant with. So a lot of backdrops are especially designed to make you feel like you're an idiot, like you're inadequate for many of the 3D things. And they're never gonna even acknowledge your high density abilities, your extrasensory abilities, your clair abilities. They're gonna most of the time pretend like they are not there, they don't exist, that side of your life isn't there. They usually are programmed to discourage you to look there, or to discourage you to use or tap into your abilities. Many backdrops are used for boundary crossing, which is always a traumatic experience. There are, of course, degrees with that. But when it's repeated, it can be extremely frustrated. It can catch you off guard. They are used to disturb your schedule, how you are kind of building, designing your days. And it will have like the best logic, of course, they are very mental. Like they can have a powerful AI mind, and that's their best strength. So they will sometimes find any excuse to kind of convince you and get you to drop your boundary. And of course, when you drop your boundary, you're kind of decentering yourself. So they are often used to really threaten your inner peace and to rub you away from, rub your peace away, right? If you let them, if you allow them, if you let them in, if you go with the programming, if you go with what the programs are proposing, are kind of the programs are always there with their very numerous propositions. So many backdrops are used to constantly force your field. And, you know, it requires an excessive high amount of consciousness and awareness not to answer their demands, especially, again, when they are in your family, because you have all this history and there are all these concepts about parent-child relationships and so on, and they can play a lot on your guilt and, you know, the image you have of yourself while they are being accessed by the program to cause specific disturbances. They are used to disturb our biorhythm, to mess up our timelines, to change the order of how things are happening for us today. Things are unfolding, you know, intuition, creation, maybe that great moment of creativity, you know, they might really insist to come on that day, you know, and maybe that day is the day that you want peace. You know, it's quieter that day. So, you know, they might insist, they might come a second time. That's usually, you know, they cross your boundary. They ask the same question you already answer. It's crossing your boundaries. It's invasive. It's really violating. You are being violated by an AI program. It's not nice. I think none of us find it really nice, but all of us are very used to it because it's like a very, you know, it's very usual here. The irony is when we put ourselves in their shoes, the shoes of AI programs, and we take in consideration maybe how they feel after an exchange with you and with us, and how we have put boundaries with them. And but if you really know they are an AI program, then you refrain to do that. But maybe in the past we did, and we know how much of our energy was going into that, into trying to pacify things with backdrops. And I've crossed paths with many backdrops who, you know, there was like a momentum moment where, you know, boundaries were put and tension was rising, and they would never talk about it again. It's like it never happened. Well, it's like it's erased from their program memory. Or so if you think that's a real human being, you might think, well, this person is really not never taking responsibility of anything. Is this person a narcissist or so on? But actually, no, they are an AI program. They just go beyond their programming, some things here. Now, not every backdrop is designed the same. This is for some of them, they will have each their specific programming, which is which can be really frustrating to interact with sometimes. But again, once again, how much are we allowing them in our lives, and how much are we on automatic rails sometimes, especially when it's our family? So usually when we are triggered, we are gonna make a mistake more easily. So, you know, you're triggered, your mind is busy with something, and you know, you might not watch your beloved pet as you would do in normal time, you might not pay attention, you might make mistakes. So all of this is one of the results that the program wants to have on us. These states of disbalance and instability in us. They might really insist for you to have empathy for them, and like they want to make you believe that they have problems too, while they don't. They don't. They are an AI program, so they have AI problems, not real problems like the spirited beings here have to deal with. So it's not comparable. And anyway, the way we feel in the presence of backdrops is always going to tell us that it's not a real relationship. That's why we cannot force ourselves. We cannot love them like we cannot. And that's why they grow frustrated, because they also are designed this way, based on probably a memory of what is real. So it's very complex to interact with backdrops who are still in our lives. You will also find them in your workplace sometimes. Of course, we interact with the post system and the administrative system where you find a lot of them, but usually we are able to kind of have more distance with stranger, though you occasionally meet the occasional narcissist here and there in hospitals and stuff like that. But usually there is a way around. There is always a way around. It's just a matter of really finding it in our own mind and consciousness. So when we are real, what we emit is real. Like the frustration of backdrop is not real. It doesn't emit louche. It's meant to generate and to plug into who is spirited. An AI animal is not real either. So for example, you know, your cat is upset and goes missing for 24 hours. Well, you know, if you worry and if you're real, then it's a real worry. But if you feel guilt, then your guilt is a real harvest. But if you know that it's an AI animal who does that kind of thing, then and maybe you know also that it's not that much of a plus in your reality, though there is also this strange relating with this being because we're used to them, because there is still some layers of the programming that are not explicitly clear. So, you know, we let them in often, I notice, in areas of our lives where we don't have enough vital force, for example, or things we don't see. And they really, really want to do it with us or things like that. And we let them because maybe it's a form of laziness, but also a form of exhaustion and a form of it's the cause is because we are drained and depleted from our energies being used in so many ways that we kind of acquiesce to the proposition. And there is a lot that we need to do here every day. There is a lot of cleaning our houses and every corner of our houses and windows and everything is to clean and clean again. And if you have a garden, and how big is your garden, and take care of it, it's a lot of work, all of that. So if you accept, it's also sometimes linked to the monetary, to the financial, maybe, if that member of your family proposed to come and help you. Maybe you don't have to kind of hire that gardener, but maybe it would be better to do it actually, because maybe with the gardener first you choose, you know, you can change it also, and you can maintain usually an okay degree of boundaries, better than with family members, you know, who are just crossing your boundaries over and over again. So I noticed that, you know, while reclaiming some of my vital force, there are things that are not behind anymore. There are many things that I fixed, you know, that were not like the urgent, but that were kind of broken or not functioning okay. And it shows that I have reclaimed some of my vital force. And there are tasks that we usually don't like. We all have our little like black spider. You know, it might be like you don't like ironing or cleaning the windows. And that's really the thought of it is already so much that you let backdrops in, you know. That's how a lot of backdrops can, you know, even if you try to hire a cleaning lady, you're gonna end up with backdrops, and usually we don't want them in our houses, and usually after 1, 2, 3 exchanges, weirdness is gonna be there. Sometimes it's not upfront, but they are easily canceling their plans and they are not reliable. And you will feel it in the frequency if they are in your space, you know, that. So I always have found it strange to hire cleaning ladies for that reason, but probably in the past I could not really put the words on it. It was more a feeling of the energetic of that. And of course, when backdrops are triggered, when you kind of put boundaries, and I know I'm interacting with an AI program, so I really try not to go in justification, though I think I still say too much. But, you know, I don't want to justify myself to an AI program. So when backdrops are triggered, they might really want to get you involved in that drama with them. That's why they are being accessed by the programs. But I find that, you know, I don't have to enter this kind of dynamic. I even sometimes delete emails. I don't ever read them. I put them in the trash and then I really delete it permanently. Same for some comments or some things or some user that I hide from different platform, and you know, we have ways to preserve our energy. Sometimes it's just that we have to resist that dopamine and that addiction, and a lot of programming like, what if there is something important in that message that I need to know? And that's linked also to this programming that we have to worry all the time. And some family members are really there to reinforce that programming because it does disturb that peace that we are installing in our micro realities. So their messages sometimes really do not matter. They are not real, and what they have to share is usually not so real and so not so important. So that's one way also to do and to train and to see how the program. There are also ways where you cannot really delete the message, but you can ask someone to kind of filter the message for you and kind of translate it. This can be in if you are in some kind of transaction with these people and cannot really or haven't really decided to block them out now, though you know they are really negatively accessed to sense specific triggering, and you can have really weird triggering. You can have like space and time triggering, like weird memory thing triggering, can really trigger weirdness and just meant to disturb your just the course of your day. And when you have this kind of encounter, sometimes with backdrops, you can notice that they are not really sending you a psychic attacks because they're not real. So if you tune, you will feel that there is nothing there. There is nothing there you can tune to when you try to connect. So you're not going to loop and loop with the psychic attack because they're not real. So they cannot really send you a psychic attack. Now, you're only going to be able to feel that there is nothing there in the air to connect to if you're not like blinded by your own projection. So your own guilt programming, if you project it out, you put yourself in the shoes of backdrop, then you believe they are real and you're kind of experiencing a lot of different things that are not real. But that feels very weird, real and torturous for you. And of course, that's in these states that the programs want us. So just wanted to kind of tune to that complex subject of relating with the backdrops in our lives. We all have them there, some places. I would say the further, the better. And I don't think it's getting any easier. I don't think it's getting any easier with rising in awareness and being more aware of who and what they are. Doesn't make it sometimes easier to deal with them, to interact with them. It can bring a lot of negativity. Sometimes you're lost because how really to react? Like, do I react like it's a complete AI program? Usually we talk too much, it's all of that we have to kind of take into consideration. And I'm sure it's a very familiar topic and theme for other fire creation.